You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 39. Therefore, they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. This is Jesus escaping out of the hand of those who were attempting to seize him and kill him. I want you to remember that Jesus Christ, all through his ministry, kept emphasizing that he was going to die. The peak of Jesus' ministry was not raising the dead, opening the eyes of the blind, or healing the sick. It was suffering and dying on the cross. He knew he was going to die. Jesus knew that he was not going to live up to the age of 34. He was very clear about it, and he kept on talking about it. I know a lot of people today don't like to talk about death, but our Lord Jesus Christ didn't behave like that. He talked about his death almost every day. He kept on saying he was going to die and so on. But you know, just as for Jesus Christ, he was going to die, you and I, we are also going to die. The difference is that we are not going to die on the cross for the sin of the world. But we are going to die. This physical body is going to pack up so that one day we will receive our eternal bodies. So it means that as Jesus was certain that he was going to die, you and I are certain that as Jesus tarries, except those who will be around when the trumpet sound, we are also going to die. That means that what should be our attitude to death? It should be Jesus' attitude to death. Jesus lived on earth. He knew he was going to die. So he had an attitude towards death. We are here on earth. We are certain we are also going to die. We should also have the same attitude with Jesus. Now look at this. In verse 39 that we read, the Bible said, therefore they sought again to seize him. Again means they've been trying it many times. But he escaped out of their hand. Jesus didn't say, but I came to die, so let me allow them to seize me and kill me. Did you know that it took Judas to betray the location of Jesus for them to take him to crucify him? Jesus was not in the open and said, I am Jesus, I know I came to die, just arrest me and go and kill me. That must be our attitude towards death. It means you must not be careless with life. You know, I was hearing stories of people sleeping in the bathroom and dying. Several stories. And I've had near experiences like that. When one happened and the man died, I quickly bought what we call friction mat and put it in the bathroom so that that chance of somebody sleeping and dying, at least humanly speaking, we've done everything to prevent it. The front of our house is made with tiles, and you know tiles, when you put water on it, it's very slippery. So when it rains, it becomes very slippery. I've had near experiences there. We change it to artificial grass. It's expensive, but we had to do it. I'm saying this to say that I didn't feel that, oh, I'm in Christ Jesus, I'm a child of God, I know that God will keep me, there is no need to worry about that. No, that means you are being careless with life. You are tempting the Lord. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So you must have the same attitude of Jesus to life. You know that something can be dangerous to your health. You are still eating it. You know, don't just say, oh, since we are ultimately all going to die, and then become careless and die untimely. You know that this road is a dangerous road. They are probably kidnapping people there, killing people on that road. Yet, you want to do a night journey on that road. You are just being careless. Some of you just travel. Anything you are on the road, you are just traveling everywhere. And I'm not saying that you should be afraid to travel. I'm simply saying don't be careless. Don't see a danger and walk into it. Certain things that you can prevent, prevent it. Save yourself. You will ultimately die, but at least you will have fulfilled God's purpose and die at the time that God wants you to leave this world. Don't say because we are all going to die, then you should be careless. You are driving a car with a very bad tire. You say there is no problem. You have electrical wires hanging all over the place carelessly. Rather than fix it, you say, will we not die ultimately? That's carelessness. That's not the attitude we should have towards death. Jesus was not afraid of dying. Jesus knew he was going to die, but yet he was not careless. That's how we should live. We shouldn't be careless. If you can close from your work and come home early, why not come home early? Some of you will be closing late. You'll be coming home late at night and say, Jesus is watching over me. Because Jesus is watching over you, should you be coming home late at night? You should avoid any danger that is avoidable. Don't be careless with life. Develop the same attitude with Christ. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.